Morning. Today's daf in Sanhedrin is Kuf. We're in Sadi Testament Beis. We're more than halfway down the Amud. We're starting today with the words Amar Rav Alexandri. We are continuing now from the Mishnah that takes us back more than 10 days ago. The Mishnah back on Sadi, the first Mishnah of the 11th parak of Sanhedrin, told us those people who are not going to be getting Chelek B'Olam Haba. So the one that we discussed extensively was someone who says that Tchias HaMesim is not Minotaurah. And then we moved yesterday, and Daf Tzadi Tes, to the next part of the Mishnah, Megalapanim B'Torah, Shalok HaLacha. So Megalapanim B'Torah is somebody who's insolent, somebody who shows a certain level of disrespect to the Torah. And we're now giving some basic descriptions of what that looks like and what that means. So yesterday the Gemara quoted that Menashe ben Chizkiah was Malagleg B'Psukim. In other words, he saw a number of Psukim, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was writing them and for no purpose. And he was making fun of the Pesukim. He was deriding the Pesukim. We spent a little bit of time yesterday with that idea. We're going to come back to that momentarily. In the meantime, we are continuing in the Gemara of Alexandria, called Osik B'Tor L'Shma Mishom Meisim Shalom B'Pamayi Shemala B'Pamayi Shemata. So somebody who is engaged in the study of Torah and he's doing so L'Shma for its own sake, so is making peace between those above and those below. Shenem Raizi Chazek B'Mauzi, Yaseh Shalom Li. Shalom Yaseh Li. So you make shalom. Rav Amar Kilu Bana Pachin Shalmala V'Shalmata. It's like building a building both above and below. Shenem Rav Asim Dvari B'Fichu V'Tzel Yadi Kisisicha Lintoa Shamayim V'Liyaseh Aretz. Both up in the heavens and also on the ground. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Megina Kol HaOlam Kulo, giving protection for the entire world. Shenemar, Uvitzel Yadik Yisisecha, V'Levi Amar Af Mekari V'Zegula, and Levi goes one step further, you're going to bring the Gula even closer. Shenemar, Ula Omar Lusion, Imi Ata. Amri Shlakish. And the purpose of these Gemaras over here is it's the counter argument, meaning it's the purpose of learning Torah and what it accomplishes. And if people have the proper respect and attitude in terms of what it means to learn Torah, so then you will not, it's the opposite of showing gilu upon him to the Torah, or as we're going to be learning in just a moment, efkeres, apikursis. Amar Yisrael Kishkol HaMalamed is ben chaver Torah ma'ala alav kasuv kilu asau. Teaching Torah to your friend's son is as if you made the individual. Shenemar v'esanefesh asher su b'charan. Avram most famously, again, works out well with this week's Parsha. Avram most famously, he produced a lot of people. He writes, asu b'charan. It means he taught him Torah. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Kilo Asan Ledivri Torah. He made them for Torah. Shenemar Shmartimus Divri Abrizos Osva Asisam Osam. It's like you brought him into the covenant. Rav Amar Kilo Aso La'atzmo. It's like you made him for yourself. Shenemar Vesisam Osam Altikra Osam Ela Itam. They're now like, they're extensions of you. And it provides for you schos. Amar Rabbi Abba Kolamasas Chavero L'dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who encourages, okay, more, it's a little more than encouragement, but anyone who encourages somebody to do a mitzvah, ma'alala v'kesef ki'ilu asau. So once again, you get now credit. You get a certain credit in terms of his formation. Shenemar matcha sher hikisa bo esa yor v'chi Moshe ikav v'lo Aaron ikav. Now what does it mean? Moshe hit the yor. Moshe didn't hit it, Aaron hit it. So alala malcha kol amasas chaver v'l'dvar mitzvah, ma'alala v'kesef ki'ilu asau. So even though Moshe didn't hit it, but he encouraged Aaron to do so, so Moshe gets a certain amount of credit as well. Okay. We're up to apikorsis. Now, apikorsis is a term that we use nowadays, and probably incorrectly. We don't not with the strict definition as is going to be laid out over here. Although, to be fair, the Gemara does not give a strict definition, but the basic definition as we're going to learn together over here. There is a working assumption going into this Gemara, which is you have to know in order to appreciate the logical flow of the upcoming Gemara. Rashi brings it down over here. Rashi tells us that Megalapanim B'Torah is showing a certain amount of disrespect. Apikorsis is also showing a certain amount of disrespect. It's a level lower than Megalapanim. So Megalapanim is clear disrespect, and Apikorsis is more subtle. It's a subtle disrespect. Okay, now exactly what each one is, so that's what we're going to be discussing right now. But the assumption going into our Gemara is Apikorsis is just a level lower than that of Megalapanim. So, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amar Tava Zem Avazet Hamachacham, Rav Yochanan Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Amar Zem Avazet Chaver Bifnei Hamachacham. So the Gemara over here brings a Machlokas Amarim exactly what it means to be an Apikorus. An Apikorus, as Rashi points out, comes from the word Hefkerus, meaning you're showing a lack of a certain amount of lawlessness. Okay? So it's a hefker. You don't care. So two pshatim just offered in the Gemara. One is that you're mevaza tamachacham, right? You're denigrating a tamachacham, and the other one is that you're denigrating someone in front of a tamachacham. Meaning, so you're not directly attacking the tamachacham, but in other words, you're showing disrespect in front of a tamachacham. Meaning, in front of a tamachacham, you have to act a certain way. Now, bishlam laman damer mevaza chaver b'fnei tamachacham apikoros havei mevaza tamachacham atzma megalapanim b'torah shelo kalacha havei. So the Gemara says, now working with the second shot, it actually works out perfectly. Meaning that, again, like I said, there are two levels. There's megalopanim and then there's apikorsis. So now we could just simply assign. If you directly attack the tamachacham, that's megalopanim. If you attack somebody in front of a tamachacham, that's apikorsis. Okay, and that's good. So in other words, that works out. Now we have two working definitions of the two of them. But elamandam mevaz tamachacham atzma apikorsis have megalopanim b'torah kigomai. So the Gemara says, but if apikorsis is actually being mevazeh the tamachacham directly, so now what's megalopanim? Megalopanim is something higher. So the Gemara says, kigomai, kigom Menashe ben Chizkiah. So the Gemara says, well, go back to what we learned yesterday, meaning Menashe ben Chizkiah actually denigrated not only Talmid Chachamim, he denigrated Psukim of the Torah. Fine. So that would be megalopanim. The Igud Masni La Sefer. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do all this once again, but we are going to start from the other side. You'll see what I mean. Megalopanim b'Torah. So here. So now what we're going to be doing is giving a working definition of megalopanim. So Rav Chanin Amar Zeh Mevazeh Talmid Chacham, Rav Yochanan Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Amar Zeh Mevazeh Es Chaver B'fnei Talmid Chacham. So once again, it's a machlokus. But here the machlokus is going on megalopanim. Megalopanim is either directly attacking a Talmid Chacham or attacking somebody in front of a Talmid Chacham. Now, Bishlam Laman Damer Mevazeh Talmid Chacham Asma Megalopanim B'Torah Havei Mevazeh Chaver B'fnei Talmid Chacham Apikoros Havei. So the Gemara says again, if you say that directly attacking a Talmid Chacham is megalopanim, so then going one level lower to Apikoros, so Apikoros is attacking somebody else in front of a Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara says, fine, and then we'll have two working definitions. However, if you say that attacking somebody in front of a tamachacham is megalopanim, so then what's lower than that? And what then will be the definition of apikoros? Apikoros kigon man, amar Rav Yosef kigon hani da amre, maya hanule rabbanan, lididu kari lididu tanu. So the Gemara says, so then apikoros will be something even more subtle. And what's more subtle than attacking somebody in front of a tamachacham? Basically questioning what the purpose of Talmid Chachamim is. Now, if you asked me, I'm not sure if this is more subtle, but the Gemara assumes it is. Gemara says, "Kegon hani da amri maya hanu le rabbanan." What use is the rabbis, right? They're lididu kari lididu tanu. They're reading the Chumashim, but they're doing so for themselves, and they're learning Mishnayos, but they're doing so for themselves. It's not creating any function in this world. Amalei abai ha megalopanim tzara nami hu. So Abayi says, no, that's not apikorsis. That's not the subtle apikorsis. That's megalopanim. That's direct insolence towards Talmid Chachamim when questioning what their function is and what are they accomplishing by their learning. The pasuk says, that the world is standing on the Torah that they're learning. So it's not a subtlety. You're really calling into question the fundamentals of what is the function of learning. And the Rav Nachman just introduces another pasuk that speaks to the same idea that they as on account of them, meaning those who were learning Torah, nasasil cholamakum. They're holding the place up. So in other words, limud Torah is critical. And so when you're questioning why, you know, what do we gain from people learning Torah? So what you're really doing is you're challenging basically the pillars of the world, that which holds up the world. And it's not apikorsis. It's not the subtle apikorsis, it's direct insolence. So ela kigon. So now, if that's true, so now we need a working definition of apikorsis. So ela kigon de Yosef kamei rabbe v'nafle leishmaita beduch de achriti v'amar hachamin and hasam. So let's say you're learning, reminds you of something else that you learned, and you said, oh yeah, we said that over there. V'lo amar hachamar mar. And you don't say, oh, and the master said that over there. Okay, so that's a subtlety. So not giving direct credit towards the Rebbe for having said something. Rav Amar Kegon Hani Debe Binyamin Asya. People who are from the house of Binyamin the doctor. Damri Maya Hanle Rabbana Me'olam. Me'olam Lo Sharulan Orva V'lo Asulan Yona. This is a subtlety. It's not direct insolence. Where basically you say, you know, what have they accomplished? They never going to be mata or raven, meaning raven is one of the 24 birds that the Torah identifies as being not kosher. They never asa or yona. Yona is being a kosher bird. So in other words, there was no creativity, right? Nothing gained from them. But again, it's a subtlety over here because, unlike previously where we talked about, like, where the question was, what is the whole purpose of learning? In other words, they're not accomplishing anything. That's not a subtlety. That's a direct attack on what they're doing. Over here, it's a subtlety because, no, I appreciate them learning, but, like, there's no chidushim, right? Nothing novel is coming out from them. So, Rava ki hava maisa trefusa de be binyamin kamei, ki hava chetze ba tamala tera amaluhu texte de kasharchin sharvin luchu orva. So, Rava was given an animal that was possibly a trefa. So it was a shayla in tarfas. And then when Rava saw that there's a reason to be matir, so he says, you know what I was just did? I was just matir the raven. Now, right, a little hyperbole, but the point is, what do you mean there's no creativity? What do you mean there's no ingenuity? In other words, this was a question tarfas, it may or may not be kosher. And for reasons which, you know, obviously I'm skilled, I'm knowledgeable in the halachas of tarfas. I'm not talking about me. But in other words, I'm knowledgeable in the halachas of tarfas, and I'm telling you it's fine. So it's like me being matir the raven. And ki have a chazalei time alisur, I'm alei texted to kasher l'chu yona. Or let's say it was a shalan tarfas, and it came out to be machmir. So I said, you know what I just did? I was just aser yona. Okay? In other words, again, obviously not literally, you know, the yona is a kosher bird, but in other words, it was something which was questionable, and I concluded that it's usher, it's like me answering the yona. Rav Papa Amar Kagon D'Amar Hani Rabbanan. So Rav Papa says, you know what the definition of apikorsis is? Again, we're looking for a subtlety over here, meaning not the direct insolence and not the direct attack against the chachamim, that's megal upon him, but the more subtle one. So the person says, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis, okay? I'm not gonna lie, I've heard that once or twice in my life. Right, those rabbis. So Rav Papa Ishtalev Amar Kagon Hani Rabbanan. So Rav Papa, at one point in time, so he had a momentary lapse, and he actually said, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. Esa Batanisa, and he sat and fast. In other words, he knew that it smacked of apikorsis. Again, I'm using the word apikorsis as per the, I agree. I'm using the definition of apikorsis as we're learning here in the Gemara, meaning not in the way that's colloquially used. But in other words, in the sense of showing a lack of respect, it's a subtle lack of respect. Rav Papa said it. Rav Papa fasted. He felt terrible. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Havaka Mitakne Mitpecho Safra Debe Rav Yehuda. So two Amoraim were basically working on mantles. They were working on covers for Sfarim Kedoshim, and Kimata Megillas Esther, and they get to Megillas Esther. Amre Ha Megillas Esther Laba Mitpachas. That's Megillas Esther. Doesn't need its own mantle. In other words, it has less kedusha. Right, it was a question, right? The Gemara in the beginning of Megillah, whether or not it should be canonized, it should not be canonized. Okay, it's on the border of whether or not it's Sifrei Kodesh or not. Now, Lamaisa is Sifrei Kodesh, but right, there was a point in time where it was, I guess, more questionable. But anyway, so they showed it a certain lack of disrespect. I'm Luki, I gav the nami mechze ki afkarusa, and then they called themselves out, or others called them out. That's Hefkerus, that's apikorsis, meaning that's showing a lack of respect. Rav Nachman Amar Zeakor Rabba Bishmo. Rav Nachman says, calling your Rebbe by his name, by his first name. So that is a level of apikorsis. Damar Rav Yochan Memneh Ma'ananash Gechazi Min Meshikar L'Rabba Bishmo. Gechazi was punished, and again, that's coming up later in this parak. We're going to be talking about it in more detail. He's one of the four non-kings who does not get a chelek in Olam Haba, and he called his Rebbe Elisha by his name. Calls Elisha by his name. Rabbi Zer is darshaning, and he says that there's going to eventually become a river coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and from that river there are going to be trees growing, and from that tree it's going to fruit and leaves, and we'll talk about the fruit and leaves in just a moment. Shenamar. Now, the truth of the matter is that it's really a beferish pasuk, meaning the pasuk in Yecheskel, it's not even a drasha. It kind of just spells it out. The leaves will not wither. V'lo yitom pir yola chadashav yivaker ki meimav min amikdash hema yotzim v'ayap yorol ma'achav alelu trufa. The fruit from these trees that are growing out of the river from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the fruit are going to be for eating, and the leaves are going to be for medicinal purposes. So Amalei Usaber Yashav Echinam Rav Yochanan. So a particular older person was there, and he says, Yeshikoch, right? That was great. And Rav Yochanan says the same thing as well. So again, it was slightly disrespectful, as if he needed his gushpanka, stamp of approval. Like, oh, that was good. So Amalei Rav Yirmala Rabbi Zeriki Agav the Mechzi Afkarusa. So once again, Rav Yirmala says to Rav Zera, smacks of apikursus, meaning a lack of respect. We're basically like, you know, pat him on the back saying, yeah, that was a good job.
You shouldn't compliment
Right. And again, I like what Phil said earlier. A lot of it also depends on the context and the tone and, you know, okay. Amalei, hi, siyuka misayelach. So he said, what do you mean? I was just trying to assist you. I was just trying to support you. Eli shmielach hashmielach. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So in other words, that's not an example of apikorsis. And he says, but I'll give you one. He had the answer of Rav Yochanan v'kadar shasik hashbaruch lahavi avanim tovim argalah shehem shoshim ashoshim amos. Eventually, in the zman ha-geula, so there are going to be precious stones. And they are going to be 30 by 30 amos, length and width. V'chalkak b'hem esabaram esrim u'ma'amidim b'shar Yerushalayim. And they're going to be 20 amas high, and they're going to be placed in the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'samti kakoshim shosech v'sharech la'avni akdech. Okay, so, and he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu speaking to this idea that there's going to be such big stones. Ligleg Allah v'oso tamid amar hasha kebiyaso ditzotzala lo'am mashkechinan kulehaim mashkechinan. So a certain Talmud is hearing these quote unquote these stories about these huge precious stones, and the Talmud says, look, we don't even find a precious stone the size of an egg of a small bird, and you're telling me about these huge precious stones. Basically, the students they get out of here. Le'yamim mifligos v'nasa b'yamim chazin al malach yasharos dekaminasri avanim tovus amargolios. This student was on a journey on a boat. And he sees Malachi Asharis that are quarrying these precious stones, the sizes described by Rav Yochanan. Amalu Hanilaman, and now he stops and he says, what's going on? And Amre and the Malachim say, Asir Kosh Baruch La'amidam B'shar Yerushalayim. They're going to be used for the gates of Yerushalayim, just like Rav Yochanan taught him. Ki Ha'ad Ashkechel Rav Yochanan. So this student, who originally was skeptical, he goes back to Rav Yochanan and he says to him, unbelievable, you're not going to believe this. Just like you darshan. Amalei Rebbe drosh ulechana ela drosh. And he says to Rav Yochanan, keep going. Darshan and keep darshaning. Because you know, you said it and I saw it. And now I believe you. So Amalei Reka. So Rav Yochanan says to his student, I don't know if it's a student, but yeah. So he says to him, you're empty. Imlo reisi lo amanta. So Rav Yochanan says, look, I said it. Oh, it's true. And you only needed to see, you needed personal verification in order to believe it. So, and Rav Yochanan gave him his full ayin hara, and he turned into a pile of bones. It's funny, when I was learning in YU, so my Reverend Bronschweig, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him a continued refuah shlema. So he said to us often. He said that in your hashkafa you should have emuna. You should have a perfect belief. He says, but in learning you should have no emuna. He says that you should look everything up and you should, right, and you should question and you should challenge. He says you should have no emuna in learning. So okay, but in other words. I understand. It's just right. I know. But it's good. It's a good way to learn to look everything up and check things up. Anyway, meitzvei. So the Gemara challenges with a braisa. Va'olech eschem komemios. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring you in there, standing up straight. Ramei Omer Masayim Ama Kishtei Komashal Adam Arishon. So we are going to experience. We're going to experience a growth in height. Again, literal, figurative. So, but right now, it seems from the Gemara here is speaking literally. I mean, the numbers over here, you know, are hard to digest, but I caution you, especially on a day like today's daf, right? Don't question, don't challenge, accept. So, kishtei kamushal adam arishon. So, we're going to be 200 amas tall. Okay, circa 300 to 400 feet in the air. Rav Yehuda Amar Kuf Amma Keneged Heicha V'Koslav. And Rav Yehuda says we're going to be 100 amas tall. So Adam Rishon, by the way, Midrashim say, and the Gemara here says it as well, Adam Rishon was 100 amas tall. Shenem Isha Beneinu Kenetim Gudalim B'Noresim B'Nosein Kezavios Mechodvos Tavnis Heicha. Okay, so we're going to be of a certain length and a certain stature. And look at Rashi over here. I'm not going to go through the Rashi right now. Where Rashi gets from these psukim, this derivation, that we're going to be 100 to 200 amas tall. Anyway, we're going to be really tall. And the Gemara is asking Akasha, because we're talking about the entrances of Yerushalayim being 20 amas tall. Now, again, just working with the numbers. So the entrance is 20 amas tall, and we're 100 to 200 amas tall, we ain't fitting. We're not fitting through the entrance. So to which the Gemara says, Kikama Rav Yochan lekoy de bezika. Now Rav Yochan was just describing the windows. The windows are going to be 20 amas, but in terms of the entrances, they're going to conform to our new height. My vale l'trufa. Okay, we quote the pasuk in Yecheskel describing the river coming out of Kodesh Kadashim, and the river is going to be supplying nourishment for trees, and these trees are going to have fruit and leaves, which are going to be unbelievable. The fruit to eat, the leaves are going to be for therapeutic purposes. What therapy? So the Gemara gives two pshatim. One is that if somebody's mute, so he'll, I don't know what he'll do with the leaves, he'll drink it, he'll, whatever. However, the prescription works. But, in other words, the leaves are going to allow him to speak. Or, peshomata. A woman's going to be childless, she'll be barren, and the leaves are going to help her in terms of being able to conceive. And the Amoraim give exactly these two pshatim. It helps the mute, or it allows women to conceive. Rav Yochanan amar l'trufa mamish. So Rav Yochanan says it's a trufa. It's a real medicine. My l'trufa, Rav Shmuel ben Nachman amar l'Torah panim shel balei hapeh. What it does is it basically revives the faces of those who are balei hapeh, those who speak a lot. Rashi says we're talking about the Talmidei Chachamim. And Talmidei Chachamim are so engrossed in the learning, they're not taking proper physical care of their bodies. And so they eat from this leaf, and they're going to be resuscitated, revived. Darshu Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Simon, kol amashkir panav shel divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. Anyone who blackens his faith in this world, in other words, they're so engrossed in Torah, that they're just not taking proper care of themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavig zivam l'olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu radiates them and enlightens them in the world to come. Shenemar marayah kol avon b'chor karazim. Anyone who starves himself, again, not indulging in physical pleasures in this world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him for him in the world to come. Okay. This made into Zmiris and Shabbos, so those psukim are easier. Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael and he usually quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan. I assume that's the case over here, but anyway, that in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give every tzaddik malo amso, a fistful of bracha. Shenemar bracha shem yom 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 oslanu, hakel yeshua senu sela. Again, another pasuk that we say daily. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide tzaddikim with this kind of bracha. So amalei abai v'chiev shalom arkev alo kvar namar ki madad b'shalom mayim v'samtek b'zeres takein. So the Gemara says, but the tzaddik can't hold that much. Shamayim is zeres, is the width of the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now again, obviously we're speaking anthropomorphically, but so just so we have, you know, just so we can wrap our head around some idea, but still, in other words, Malom so is like two fistfuls. So and if we're talking about the entire Shamayim just being the zeres of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way that the tzaddik can hold that much. So he says, you know what? You're not learning Agadata enough. Okay, I never heard this as Musar, but in other words, over here, in other words, you're challenging what we just learned in Agadata because, quite frankly, you're not learning Agadata. You're not fluent in Agadata. And if you were, you wouldn't see this as a question. And so he says, here, let's start over here. For every tzaddik, they're going to have 310 storage houses. Okay, so in other words, that we all have stuff, and then we all need storage units, and okay. So the tzaddik is going to get 310 of them. Shenem l'anchel avayesh v'atzosem amalei. And the word yesh begamatrias tlas me'avasara have. Now, you probably heard this before, right? And if you heard someone make a siyam on Seder Taharos, or Shas Mishnayos, so this is really the last Mishnah Nuksin. Okay, that the tzaddikim are going to get 310 storage houses. So in other words, all the bracha they're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll have plenty of room for it. So Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, B'midas Adamot De'mod De'mlod De'chziv V'sa'asah B'shachachat Rivenim. Mida Keneged Mida. This is the second time in our parak that we're discussing this idea of Mida Keneged Mida. So you get measure for measure. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yeshua v'chiyev shalom arkein adam nosein malo am sol ani ba'olam hazeh kosh baruch nosein lo malo am sol olam haba." The Gemara says, "But it's not true, because what you do is you an ani comes to your door and you give him a fistful of whatever food, drink. You give him something to eat. Meanwhile, the reward you're going to get from that is coming from a kosh baruch, which is going to be far exceeding what you gave the ani. It's not mida keneged mida." So the Gemara says, Vaksiv Shamayim Bezeres Tikain. And again, we go back to that pasuk where, in other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you in terms of reward is greater than Shamayim. It's huge, and all because you gave some food to an ani. Va'ateyat Omer Kain. So, to which the response is, what do you mean? You have to agree with me. Because consider, Ezo Mida Meruba, Mida Tova Meruba, Mida Peronius. Which is greater? Mida Tova, Mida Peronius. This is a rhetorical question. The Gemara is going to give away the answer as we turn to the Amud Beis. To which the Gemara says, Havi Amar Mida Tova Meruba Mimida Peranios. So of course, Mida Tova is greater. Mida Tova Ksiva Yitzav Shchakim Ima'av V'dalsei Shemayim Pasach V'yam Tera Lehem Man Le'echo. What the Kadosh Baruch Hu does is he opens up a door. And meanwhile, V'mida Peranios Hu Amar, now when it comes to Peranios, V'aruba Seshayim Niftachu. Last week's Parsha. Parsha's Noach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is flooding the world. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu open? An Aruba. An aruba is like a window. Rashi says that basically four arubos for every door. So in terms of mida tova, when Kadosh Baruch Hu opens it up to give us tova, he opens the door. Peranios, he opens up a small window. Okay, so now. Bermida peranios ksiva yetsu v'rabi pigra nashim haposhim bi ki tola sam lo samus. Vi sham lo sivke v'in diraon l'chol basara. So when it comes to mida ra, meaning for the Rishayim, who are going to be experiencing some form of correction. They're going to go through it to a correctional facility. Yeah, you like the way I said it today? So there's going to be a fire there. But meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow them to withstand the fire. Okay. So, Evalo Adam Moshe Retzba Be'or Ba'olam Hazeh Miyad Nivke. Miyad Nivche. Meanwhile, we know that at least in this world, when you put your hand right next to a fire, it's going to get burnt. Okay, we learned that at a young age. So, but meanwhile, what Kadosh Baruch Hu does for the Rasha, as he's going through the process of correction, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the wherewithal to withstand the fire. Okay, in other words, so he's going to go through some sort of refinement, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the fortitude. So that's for the Rishayim. And we will establish that Mida Tov is greater than Mida Peranios. So, now you're worried that we're going to be receiving this mass amount of tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the tzaddikim the wherewithal to be able to hold all of that good. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afakor B'Sfarim HaChitzonim. Now Rabbi Kiva talks about reading the Sfarim HaChitzonim as somebody who's not going to be receiving a portion in the world to come. We're back to the Mishnah. So once again now, having covered the Mishnah, that there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, and we talked about being Megal upon in the Torah, and we talked about Apikorsus. So now we move on to the Mishnah, and the next thing mentioned in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that if you're involved in Sfarim HaChitzonim, literally external books, what does that mean? Gemara gives only a very brief definition. Tana b'sifrei tzidukim. Okay, we're talking about the Sfarim of the tzidukim. Okay, a lot of discussion off the daf in terms of what exactly it's making reference to over here. Okay, see me afterwards if you want to hear a little bit of what conjecture of what that may be. Anyway, we're going to continue in the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar B'Sefer Mitzira Nami Asala Mikre. Now this is the rest of today's daf is going to be super interesting as it's going to be discussing the non canonized Sefer Ben Sira. Sefer Ben Sira is a work very similar to Mishle. I'm giving off the impression that I read it. I did not read it. Okay, I know the sections of Ben Sira that are quoted by the Gemara. Today's daf is going to be quoting a lot of selections from Ben Sira. That's the little that I know. Okay, it's out there, but I did not read it. Rav Yosef says you can't read in Sefer Ben Sira. Also, it's no good. Meaning no good. Meaning it's not canonized. It didn't make it into Tanakh and it also smacks of some sort of heresy. Now, who is Ben Sira? So we have Midrashim and other sources that say that Ben Sira comes from an interesting beginning. The daughter of Yirmiyahu was in a bathtub and she was impregnated by Zerah that was already previously in the bathtub. Okay, I understand biologically challenging, but there's some suggestions in terms of who Ben Sira was. So a grandson to Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Additionally, Ben Sira was originally, his name was Ben Zerah, which, right, comes from his possible birthplace. Okay, interesting. Anyway, so he wrote a sefer, and very much like Mishlei, it gives out life advice, like sefer Mishlei. So the Gemara here is quoting Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Don't read it." So Amalei Abaye my time. So Abaye says, "What do you mean, don't read it? It gives off ideas and concepts which, quite frankly, we see in Chumash, we see in Chazal. It's not heretical." So the Gemara here now is quoting various psukim from Ben Sira. Okay, so we start off with one that's difficult to read and translate. But as Rashi points out, so gildana is a certain type of fish. Don't cut the skin off the fish when roasting it. Roast it with the skin on. Okay. Elatzali yase benura ve'echo be'tartin gritzin. So it says, but what you rather you should do is you should roast it with skin on and eat it together with a couple of crackers. I know it sounds strange. But stay with me. Imi pashte bar raisa namiksiv lo seshachis es eitza. So first of all, maybe it's just a simple pshat in the pasuk of Mensira. Bal tashchis, don't waste. Skin's delicious. Okay, and it's not super nutritional, but that's my modern sensibilities talking.
It's actually good.
It's good. Okay.
Fish oil.
Okay, good. So it's good. Okay, so the skin, in other words, in Bal Tashchis, in other words, in Don't Waste. And that's a Torah idea.
Right.
And if you want to expound this pasuk into a, and not to the literal pshat, but basically fine. So in other words, it's telling a husband and wife to engage in relations, but in the normal manner, not shalo kedarka. Okay, fine. But that's also fine. So ve'ela mishum d'chsiv bas la'avia matmuna shav mipachta lo yisham balayla. So maybe how about the following pasuk from Ben Sira? Having a daughter, says Ben Sira, it's a matmuna shav. It's a gift that's not a gift. So mipachta lo yisham balayla. You're never going to sleep at night once you have your daughter. Bekanusa shematiz pateh. While young, she may be young, naive, and seduced. Benarusa shematizaneh. Maybe as a nara, she'll be immature and she'll be mezana. She'll have relations with another man while being married. Bagra Hashem alotinase, or let's say she gets older and she's not married. More concern. Nisei Hashem aloyela abanim. Once again, she gets married, she may not have children. Hiskin Hashem atasek shafim, and then as an older woman, she may be involved in witchcraft and sorcery. So it'll be a constant strain and stress on the father once he has his daughter. Matmuna shav. Harabananami amru. The Gemara says Ben Sira is not saying anything heretical. It's Chachamim say the same thing as well. The world needs male and female. It's just that's the way the world works. And meanwhile, you should be rooting for the son. Now I know the Gemara here is not politically correct, but the Gemara never attempts to be politically correct. So we could start there. But in other words, it's funny in the context of our Gemara, meaning obviously they're both wonderful, but. In other words, when having a girl just comes with it a lot of daga, a lot of stress, and a lot of strain. Elamishim dixiv lo sayil davia belibcha degavre givrin katil davia. So the Gemara says, how about the following pasuk from Ben Sira? Leaving stress, worry, and anxiety in your heart, it's killed great men. So in other words, don't stress. The Gemara says, hashlamo amra. The Gemara says, okay. Again, not only is it not heretical, Shlomo said the same thing, daga beleva ish yaschena. That when you have stress, you know what you should do with it? Yaschena. Now what does that mean? We all love to know. We don't have to guess. The Gemara is going to tell us. Rabbi Amir Ravasi Chanama yeschena midato. So one shot of the Gemara is, just get rid of it. Now I know easier said than done, but okay. Just let it go. Chanama yeschena lacherim. Or the Gemara gives another suggestion, and that is get a therapist. Okay, right. The Gemara, obviously, the Kipshuta just simply means go find a friend and go talk to a friend. Okay, And parenthetically, by the way, and what will that do? So is it Rashi over here? I know it's Rashi. Okay, it's not Rashi over here. Rashi elsewhere. Okay. Rashi elsewhere says that either what your friend is going to do is give you good advice, or I'm sorry, I'm not quoting from today's daf. Okay, but the either way, either he'll give you good advice or just, you know, you get it off your chest. Either way. So again, we're looking for where the heresy is in Ben Sira, in Sefer Ben Sira. So far, all the psukim that we quoted, they conform. Conform to either ideas coming from the Torah or from Nevi'im or from Chazal. So far, so good, he checks. So the Gemara says, "V'elam mishum d'ksiv mana rabim mitok beisecha v'lo kol tavil beisecha." Don't let your house be a public thoroughfare. In other words, don't allow people to be coming in your house all the time. So the Gemara says, and you should be judicious in terms of who you allow into your house. So the Gemara says, "V'harabi nami amra d'tanya." The Gemara says once again, conforms to another mamar Chazal. Here it's Rebbe. Rebbe Amar Lolam Lo Yarba Adam Reim B'soch Beiso. Person shouldn't allow so many friends into his house. Shenemar Yishreim lehisro aa. So the pasuk says that when you allow too many people into your house, so literally your house will collapse. Okay, probably not physically, but it means just your house is too open. Keep it closed. El mishum dechsiv zaldakan kortaman avdakan sachsan. Okay, really difficult pasuk to translate with Rashi's help. So what the pasuk means is as follows: zaldakan means that he has a beard, but it's wispy; it's not thick. So what does that mean? So that means that he's been stroking a lot. What does that mean? It means that he's a thoughtful individual. He's been learning. So kurtaman. So basically what you're looking at is you're looking at a Talmud Chacham. However, avdekan. But if his beard is really thick, so that means that basically a lot of grooming, not a lot of thinking. He hasn't been stroking it. So he's such an individual as a fool. Denafach bekase lo tzache. And if let's say he's blowing the foam off of the beer, so such an individual is not thirsty. You're playing with your drink, right? You're playing with your drink. You're not thirsty. Amar b'may echol lachma, so lachma sab mine. And if the person then asks the question, you know, I'm wondering which dip should I use for my bread. The person's not hungry. Take the bread away from him. So mandi isle ma'avarta b'dikne kule amal lo yachlele. And let's say he's got a part in his beard. Now, again, exactly how this is, you know, how to visualize this, I'm not sure. But basically, I mean, Rashi says his beard basically like breaks into two. So again, it's the idea that he's been fiddling with his beard. He's been learning. He's been thinking. So lo yachli, like nobody can overcome such a person, such an individual. Like in other words, it's a tell. It's a tell that this person is a thinker, is a real thinker. You're not going to outthink him. I'm Rav Yosef Mila Mal Yosef Dispe Darshinale. Luhu. So Rav Yosef says, yeah, the good stuff in Ben Sira, so then they, yeah, you should darshin it. Meaning you should stand in front of a crowd of people and you should tell them these psukim in Ben Sira, assuming they want to hear it. But if you have an audience, yeah. So, which is interesting because at the beginning of the entire sugya, Rav Yosef says, Amar B'Sefer Ben Sira Nami Asala Mikra. You shouldn't be learning Ben Sira. Here it's like a modified version of Rav Yosef, meaning, no, but you know what? Weed it out, take the good stuff out, and that you should tell people. So here we go. With good stuff out of Ben Sira. Isha tova matana tova, v'chek yirei alakim tenasein. So a good wife is a good gift, and it's going to be given to your Yerei Shamayim. Isha ra'a saras labala. And if you have an Isha ra'a, she's saras. She's leprosy. So what do? You divorce her, and that way you cure yourself of the tsaras. Isha yafe ashrei bala, misbar yamav kiflayim. A good wife is good to her husband, and his days are going to be doubled, which could literally mean that his days will be longer, or in other words, he'll just simply be happier, or quality of life will be improved. But either way, right? You're right.
Make or make the longer.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Halemi nechamesh eschein, pentelaki b'metzudasa. You see a Eishes Chen, a beautiful woman, stay away. So you're going to get ensnared by her trap. And for such a beautiful woman, don't be around her husband, and certainly don't drink with her husband. Good, sound advice from Sefer Ben Sira. Many people were destroyed by a beautiful woman. And the people that involved in this are going to end up being killed. Rochel hamargim ledvar erva kinitzot mavir gachalas. So those peddlers who were selling perfume, who are often frequently in these women's houses by themselves together with these wives, so it's kinitzot mavir gachalas. It's like burning flames. In other words, only bad's going to come out from that. Kechlov maleov kain bateim maleim mirma. Just like a bird filled with feathers, so too their houses are filled with mirma. So in other words, again, adultery, it's not good. So a pasuk that we quoted earlier, but now we get to see it again in Sefer Ben Sira. Leave the public out of your house. Don't bring everyone into your house. Again, be judicious in terms of who you allow into your house. Now, in terms of saying Shalom Aleichem, say hello to everyone. Right? Be the mayor of the town. Say hi to everybody. However, reveal your secret to 1 in 1,000 people. So in other words, talk and be nice and, you know, be friendly. And who do you share confidence with? Maybe 1 in 1,000. And even the wife that you're with, don't tell her everything. Okay? I'll take the tzaras machar. About tomorrow's worries, don't worry about tomorrow's worries. Ki lo seidam miyelad yom, shem la machar einenu. Because you may not even be here tomorrow. V'nimtz the mitzar al olam shena shalom. So you're worrying about problems that you're not even going to be around for. Okay. Kol yimei ani ra'im. So the pasuk in Mishlei says that your days are going to be bad. Mishlei Koheles. Mishlei. Okay. It sounds like a Koheles pasuk. Anyway, kol yimei ani ra'im. All your days are going to be bad. Ben Sira omer af lelos. So Ben Sira one ups Shlomo HaMelech. He says your days are going to be bad. Yeah, your nights are going to be worse. B'shafo gagim gago uvamarim harim karmo. So the Gemara goes on to explain this pasuk. Mimtar gagim lagago me afar karmim lekarmo. Karmo lekramim. And here's basically what's going to happen. Your house, being that you're poor, is going to be lower than other people's houses. And so at night, what's going to happen is it's going to rain at night, and the spillage of off of their roofs are going to go out to your roof. So all night, you're going to be hearing the pitter-patter of rain falling onto your roof from other roofs. And it's going to hurt your roof, and again, that's the afli los. That's even at night. And me'afar karmim karmola karmim. And also, the idea that you don't have top property and you don't have top soil, and so that means that all the work when you're fertilizing the land is going to wash off into other people's property, and this is going to be happening at night. And again, that's the idea of af balaylos, even at night as well. Okay, we get to stop and we get to recap. Okay, today we spoke about Megalopanim and Apikorsis. So, right, there are both levels of disrespect that you show to both Torah and Talmid HaChachamim. Megalopanim is a more direct affront towards Talmid HaChachamim. Apikorsis is more subtle. And what the Gemara did in the beginning of today's daf was try to gauge exactly what falls under the category of Megalopanim and what falls under the category of Apikorsis. But clearly, in other words, the idea is Apikorsis is a more subtle. It's a more subtle type of disrespect that you show to Talmidei Chachamim. Examples like Hani Rabbanan, these rabbis, or questioning that which you learn, right? You have to see it to believe it yourself.
Calling
a rabbi by name. Although that, right, the Gemara says that may go to category one. That may go to Megalopanim. But yeah, okay. So that's what a good part of today's daf was discussing. The Gemara spoke today in terms of Agadata regarding the capability of receiving the reward that you're going to be receiving for being a tzaddik is going to be extensive. How can we handle it all? And the Gemara says the Kadosh Baruch Hu can will give us the wherewithal to be able to handle it all. And then Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah told us that anyone who's korb is farm echitzonim in the external works is going to be subject to subject also to not receiving a portion of the world to come. The Braisa cryptically tells us that we're talking about sefer tzidukim. Okay, probably a censored statement of the Gemara. And then Rav Yosef goes on to say that Ben Sira also, he challenges and calls into question whether or not a person should be learning Sefer Ben Sira, although the rest of today's daf spent a lot of time, extensive review of some of the psukim of Sefer Ben Sira, and so far we haven't found anything heretical about Sefer Ben Sira so far. But in the Gemara cherry-picked the psukim that it quoted, so far so good.